Bart said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
what shall Paul say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 3, 2, 6. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, who can be like unto me? Can man take my place? No. For even Satan, Lucifer, who is the most powerful angel in heaven, could not take my place. But I say unto you, man will try, like Lucifer did, to take my place. And he will appear to succeed. But I say unto you, he cannot do that. For the time is short, and the days are no longer long now. And soon, and very soon, my son will triumph over all things, saith God.
Walk in the Spirit, saith the Lord, and know the fullness of my presence. For I tell you, everyone that would come unto me shall be filled, saith God, this day and this hour. For I have defeated the foe, saith the Lord. Yea, I have crushed his power. Therefore, all who would come unto me, I will rescue their soul, saith the Lord.
Saith your Father, I shall prepare you for the days that are ahead. For the world shall see troublesome times, for you shall see many things throughout the whole world taking place. The drought shall continue to get wider and wider. For truly these are the signs of the last days. For the evil days that are ahead are wicked, saith your Father.
Welcome to the Signs of the Times International Radio Program. This awesome Thursday evening, as we broadcast to the whole wide world by shortwave, internet, and podcasting. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew, or a show, of them openly, triumphing over them in it. The watchman calling is to make a show of the false and the hidden openly. Therefore, getting the victory over them. Amen. This program is an analysis of current news topics by the Holy Spirit, defining the connection of that news to Bible prophecy. The anointing to do that is unique. Stay tuned for an all-news program, but first this. March programming funding is now close to completion, praise God, with only $125 left to come in. Lord, I pray blessing on John in PA, Michael in Maine, Keith in New Jersey, Bob in New York, Karen in Arkansas, Jeffrey and Ruth in Pennsylvania, and for all those not mentioned who gave love gifts from their hearts in January and February. Bless them all, Lord. Now, as you listen and enjoy this program tonight, please pray about helping Signs stay on the air. This program is listener-supported. No one at Signs is paid anything. So please be assured all offerings go only to purchase radio time. I want to read an email letter by a listener from Arkansas. Dear Brother Johnson, God has spoken to me in my spirit to give to your ministry. Believe me, I would not give a penny if I did not think you were sincere. I can say you have never said anything as long as I have been listening to you that is out of line with the Word of God. I think there should be more pastors out there like you that are not afraid to speak the Word, to speak the truth, and you do not sugarcoat the message. Karen from Arkansas. My. Thank you so much, Karen. What a blessing. And thank you for all those kind comments. May you be blessed right back also in Jesus' name. Maranatha. The address to send your offering can be heard at the end of the program. Now, the prophecy news behind the news reports. Watchman comment. You are probably getting tired of hearing these particular prophecies, but they are two of the most predictedly fulfilled prophetic words I have spoken. Sunday, May 6, 2007.
Thus saith the Lord, America, the winds that blow upon you are changing. And upon all coasts of America, you shall see the waters rise. Parts of the coast that were dry will become covered in water, as will the coasts of the whole world. For it is a time now that will show my wrath upon the sin of the world, saith the Lord. all coasts of America, you shall see the waters rise. Parts of the coast that were dry will become covered in water. You shall see the waters rise. You shall see the waters rise. Thus saith the Lord.
Now the projected fulfillment. Wall Street underwater, rising seas to hit New York hard. A predicted slowdown in the Atlantic Ocean currents will cause sea levels along the U.S. northeast coast to rise twice as fast as the global average, exposing New York and other big cities to violent and frequent storm surges, according to a new study. Manhattan's Wall Street, barely a meter, 3 feet above sea level, for example, will find itself underwater more often as the 21st century unfolds, said the study. Now a newer prophecy from Sunday, January 18th, 2009.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God. For the world must know its sin. The world must know that my word is true, that my prophets do not speak falsely but truly, saith God. But it is only the beginning, saith God. But it is only the beginning, saith God.
You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Watchman commenting again. Here is a longer report that may shock you, but please listen very carefully. The Gaithers accepting the emerging church and its false god. The 19th annual Family Fest hosted by Bill and Gloria Gaither will feature William Young, author of The Shack. Also, the 2005 Gaither Praise Gathering featured emerging church leaders Brian McLaren and Leonard Sweet, whose books depict the false god of the emerging church. The Shack is a fictional account of a man who is bitter against God for allowing his youngest daughter to be murdered, and who returns to the scene of the murder, an old shack in the woods, to have a life-changing encounter. The God that he encounters, though, is not the God of the Bible. Far from it. Young depicts the triune God as a young Asian woman named Seru, supposedly the Holy Spirit, an Oriental carpenter who loves to have a good time, supposedly Jesus, and an old black woman named Elusia, supposedly God the Father. God the Father is also depicted as a guy with a ponytail and a goatee. Young's God is the God of the emerging church, not the God of the Bible. He is cool, loves rock and roll, my, is non-judgmental, does not exercise wrath towards sin, does not even send unbelievers to an eternal fiery hell, does not require the new birth, puts no obligations on people, doesn't like traditional Bible churches, and does not accept the Bible as the infallible Word of God. Watchman comment. My. Did you hear all that? Now, I'm not trying to get at the Gaithers, but that is not right. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has warned about the faults creeping into today's churches. And believe me, I am saddened that this has happened to the Gaithers. Truly I am. But the Shack is another building block of the end times Tower of Babel.
I am that I am. Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am, has sent me unto you.
Watchman comment. Well, here's another long one in joke form, but I just had to read it. It is so good. Young Chuck and the Obama bailout plan. Young Chuck in Montana bought a horse from a farmer for $100. The farmer agreed to deliver the horse the next day. However, the next day the farmer drove up and said, "Sorry, son, but I have some bad news. The horse died." Chuck replied, "Well, then just give me my money back." The farmer said, "Can't do that. I spent it already." Chuck said, "Okay then, just bring me the dead horse." The farmer asked, "What are you going to do with him?" Chuck said, "I'm going to raffle him off." The farmer said, "You can't raffle off a dead horse." Chuck said, "Sure I can. Watch me. I just won't tell anybody he's dead." A month later, the farmer met up with Chuck again, and he asked, "What happened with that dead horse?" "Well," Chuck said, "I raffled him off like I said I would. I sold 500 tickets at $2 apiece and made a profit of $998. The farmer said, "Didn't anyone complain?" Chuck said, just the guy who won. So I gave him his $2 back. Chuck grew up and now works for the government. He's the one who figured out how this bailout is going to work. My. Continuing. Islamic states criminalized defamation of Islam. The Islamic State circulated a new resolution at the current session of the new Human Rights Council in Geneva that would criminalize the defamation of Islam as a human rights violation and encourage the imposition of Sharia. This resolution is part of the ongoing campaign of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, a powerful bloc of 56 states at the UN. The Combating Defamation of Religions resolution will be voted on March 26th through 27th, giving the organizations in Geneva only 2 weeks to mobilize international opposition to it. Watchman comment, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has warned, this was coming. Do you believe me now? Romans chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. But after thy hardness and impotent heart treasureth up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath, and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. Continuing. Obama reverses opposition to Mexican trucks. One day after signing the $410 billion omnibus funding bill into law, along with provisions ending the Department of Transportation's Mexican truck demonstration project, the Obama administration has announced intentions to restart the program as soon as possible. The State Department and Mexican officials are to come up with legislation to create a new trucking project that will meet the legitimate concerns of Congress and the U.S. under the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Watchman comment, this proves the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson that NAFTA would not go away. Continuing. Pentagon tempted by North Korean launch. Strategic thinkers in the United States military establishment see North Korea's plan to put a satellite into orbit in early April as the perfect opportunity to show off the power of the U.S. counter-missile capability in the face of what they perceive as a rising threat of attack on the U.S. West Coast from thousands of miles away. They want U.S. forces in the Western Pacific to be able to fire volleys of heat-seeking Tomahawk missiles in a display of the ability of the U.S. to defend America's Western frontiers. Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 and 7. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Continuing. Obama racks up list of broken promises. After only 2 months in office, President Barack Obama is falling short on a number of his campaign promises. As a candidate, he promised to allow public comment before signing bills, eliminate capital gains taxes for small businesses, to provide tax credits to businesses for hiring new employees, and allow Americans to withdraw funds from 401ks and retirement accounts without penalties, and to ban lobbyists from serving in his administration, to reform earmarks, to bring all combat troops home from Iraq in 16 months, and to sign the Freedom of Choice Act, giving Americans 4,000 in credits for college, and also, finally, to run a transparent administration. Matthew chapter 16, verse 3, O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern, the signs of the times? You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Homosexuals lobby for marriage in Iowa. Iowa lawmakers are considering a bill to legalize same-gender marriage. The bill is sponsored in the Senate by openly homosexual member Matt McCoy. But Chuck Hurley of the Iowa Family Policy Center says the person really responsible is wealthy homosexual activist Tim Gill. My. Watchman comment. All these homosexuals have weaseled their way into politics so that they can make you and I pay for their sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, that's homosex folks, will inherit the kingdom of God. Continuing, Obama's poll numbers are falling to earth. It's simply wrong for commentators to continue to focus on President Barack Obama's high levels of popularity and to conclude that these are indicative of high levels of public confidence in the work of his administration. Indeed, a detailed look at recent survey data shows that the opposite is most likely true. The American people are coming to express increasingly significant doubts about his initiatives and most likely support a different agenda and different policies from those that the Obama administration has advanced or coughed up or whatever. Watchman comment. The setup plan of Obamathons is like chickens disappearing with a fox in the henhouse. Continuing, Pentagon plans blimp to spy from new heights. The Pentagon said it intends to spend $400 million U.S. taxpayer dollars to develop a giant dirigible that will float 65,000 feet above the Earth for 10 years. Providing unblinking and intricate radar surveillance of the vehicles, planes, and even people below. The blimp is a cross between a satellite and a spy plane. The 450-foot-long craft would give the U.S. military a better understanding of an adversary's movements, habits, and tactics, officials are saying. It is constant surveillance, uninterrupted. Acts chapter 2, verse 19. And I will shew wonders in heavens above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Watchman comment, my. If that thing catches fire like the Hindenburg did, there'll be vapor of smoke, all right. Continuing, Western military forces turning inward in anticipation of domestic mobocracy unrest. As the growing worldwide economic crisis deepens, military forces from Canada, the United States, and the United Kingdom are preparing to meet angry citizens on the street. Widespread civil violence inside the United States would force the defense establishment to reorient priorities in the extremists to defend basic domestic order and human security, a further sign that the United States government is anticipating widespread unrest comes with a domestic stationing of the 1st Brigade Combat Team of the 3rd Infantry Division. Legislation was recently introduced to Congress that would authorize national emergency centers on military installations that would provide temporary housing. Watchman comment, Oh, but these detention centers do not exist. Or do they? Continuing. Coming evangelical collapse and anti-Christian chapter in Western history beginning. This collapse will herald the arrival of an anti-Christian chapter of the post-Christian West. Intolerance of Christianity will rise to levels many of us have not believed possible in our lifetime, and public policy will become hostile toward evangelical Christianity, seeing it as the opponent of the common good. Matthew chapter 8, verse 12. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Continuing, U.S. study finds carcinogens in kids' bath products? Dozens of popular children's bath products marketed in the United States contains two cancer-causing chemicals, a consumer safety watchdog group is saying. The Campaign for Safe Cosmetics commissioned an independent laboratory test testing 48 top-selling children's products for 1,4-dioxane and 28 of them for formaldehyde. 23 of the 28 products tested for formaldehyde were shown to contain the chemical, and 17 of those products contain both formaldehyde and 1,4-dioxane. Watchman comment. Formaldehyde has been known for years to be a carcinogen, which means it causes cancer. This is a fulfillment of the warnings of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, UG-99 is a new stem rust just discovered. When the threat to a food staple like wheat is worldwide, the best way to counter it is to enlist the world's experts in a research coalition. That's just what has been done to answer the very real threat of UG-99, a new stem rust to which most of the wheat and barley grown in the United States and the rest of the world has no resistance, none at all. Watchman comment, this may be a man-made threat in a New World Order attempt to control the world's wheat supplies and food in general. In the last days, they're going to have to control you some way. Don't you know? You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Continuing, fed up Americans mobilized. More than 150 Tea Parties. A revolution is brewing as American patriots and advocates of the free market system unite in protest against out-of-control government spending. With a wildfire movement of more than 150 nationwide Tea Parties. Watchman comment. If you remember your history, then you remember the colonial Boston Tea Parties. This situation is heating up as resistance against false government grows. Continuing, HIV/AIDS rate in Washington, D.C. hits 3%. At least 3% of district residents in Washington have HIV or AIDS, a total that far surpasses the 1% threshold that constitutes a generalized and severe epidemic. According to a report to be released by health officials, our rates are higher than West Africa, said Shannon L. Hader, director of the district's HIV/AIDS administration. She once led the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's work in Zimbabwe. They're on par with Uganda and some parts of Kenya, she said. Matthew chapter 24, verse 7 and 8, paraphrase. For there shall be pestilences in diverse places. Continuing, the world's poor are starving. The crisis within the economic crisis. The economic crisis has now spread from Wall Street to Main Street to the places where there are no streets, in slums and shacks around the world. This is a disaster for the bottom billion. Did you hear what I said? The bottom billion. The one out of six humans living on less than $2 a day. My, my, my. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Continuing, Chief Justice accepts eligibility petition. Chief Justice Roberts agrees to read Obama documents and considering 330,000 signers of a petition. A California attorney lobbying the U.S. Supreme Court for a review of Barack Obama's qualifications to be president confronted the Chief Justice with legal briefs and a petition asking the court to rule on whether or not the sitting president fulfills the Constitution's natural-born citizens clause. An online constitutional resource says, quo warranto affords only the judicial remedy for violations of the Constitution by public officials and agents. Watchman comment. I have warned about the probability of Obama's Hawaiian birth certificate being false many times. Now, how will Godfather get around this one? Continuing. Borrowing money now snagging churches. Foreclosures and delinquencies for congregations are rising, according to companies that specialize in church mortgages. With credit scarce, church construction sites have gone quiet, holding shells of sanctuaries that were meant to be completed months ago. In financially stressed churches, clergy are often reluctant to discuss their plight. They don't want to alarm their congregants, and they fear that any complaints about their dealings with banks will backfire. My, my, my. Watchman comment. It ought to backfire. They've been unscriptural. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Repeating, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Continuing. Bernanke hopeful for U.S. recovery. The head of the U.S. Central Bank, Ben Bernanke, has said he expects America's recession to end this year. This decline will begin to moderate and will begin to see a leveling off, the Federal Reserve Chairman said. Watchman comment. Well, you can believe him if you want in your desperation, but I rather doubt very much this is the real truth. It's not over till it's over, my friends. Continuing. Obama, economy causing many incredible pain. President Obama acknowledged that many families are suffering incredible pain from the economy, but said his government is on a daily campaign to get credit flowing and build a long-term recovery. Watchman comment, fix the economy with credit? Oh, my, my, my. That is what caused the bad economy in the first place, Godfather. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
But in Jesus, there was no sin. That's why you can go to Him to be your Savior. That's why you can call out upon Him who is risen from the dead, because He has already shed His blood that perfect blood that went through His veins, amen. And that blood will cleanse you and sanctify you and purify you. Hallelujah. It is a fountain that has been poured out just for you. Hallelujah.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please call and let me know with a radio check. Some call it a signal report. Call 1-607-201-5663. The recorder is always available to you 24/7, 365. Please also write Signs, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY, 13797 USA with your comments and letters of support and blessing and tithes. If you're not going to church somewhere, they've got to go somewhere. Why not to Signs? Now, here is a radio check I have received.
Hi, Brother Johnson. This is Bill from Northwest Rhode Island. And to you on the shortwave. Very good message. I tell you, filled with the Spirit. May the Lord bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brother Bill. It's really good to know that someone out there knows that this program is a Spirit-filled and led program. Maranatha, is there anyone else out there listening tonight? It takes only a few seconds, and the cost is minimal to you, to call my 24-hour voicemail and record any time, but there is only one line, so you may need to try more than once. 1-607-201-5663. Try again, please, if it's busy. I really appreciate hearing from every one of my friends, and it goes a long way in encouragement as I strive to continue the Spirit of the Lord in this program on the day and time you're listening to right now. That number to call again is 1-607-201-5663, or write SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spell that LISLE, NY 13797. Thank you for listening, my friends. You can hear Signs every Monday at 11 p.m., every Thursday at 10:30 p.m., that's Eastern Time, and every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all on Superstation WWRB frequency 3.185. You calculate your time. Be blessed, my friends, with Jesus Christ in your heart. You are a winner, and you have nothing to fear about the end times. Revelation chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. If any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. Oh, my brothers and sisters, can you sense the urgency? Do you read God's word? I hope you do. Do you obey God's word? I hope you do that also. Keep the faith. Keep on keeping on. Now, one of my favorite verses, Jude chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I am aware, my friends, this kind of preaching against sin will bring in few supporters and responders. But I will not compromise the Word of God just to get offerings and stay on the air. Sin is sin, and that is that. And I'll stay on if God touches your heart. Acts chapter 2, verse 16 and 17 says, "This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God." Jesus loves you. The Signs ministers love you. I love you, or I would not keep doing this program week after week, month after month, year after year. This program is proof positive of the love of God and my love for you. If you do not think that fits, how about the part that says, in those last days, God, yes, God, will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. That means saint and sinner alike. Maranatha, my good friends, until we meet again together on the air, Watchman's Ending Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.